Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
Well, I don't know what's up with all these dudes watching me. Cause I ain't got no choice but to go ham on these boys. Go ham on these nuts. You ready? Nuts.
Can't stop, won't stop. Going 100 miles an hour and I'm running through the red light. Red dot, black dot. Got the baby on my lap and I'm headed to the next spot. Can't sleep, we move for the dividend. You sleep in the mood, we gon' get it in. Stack chips, let it fall over. This ain't the days that we sold Yoda. Gotta get money, nigga, gotta leave Florida. And I'll be like, nigga, talk them folks.
Fucking with us, other niggas call us a-ho. We get a kick, got you gay hoes. Most of my niggas run loose, if you spook, nigga, lay low. Yeah, I know,
you hate,
I blow. Got your girl in the whip, and
you know,
you hate,
she blow.
We get it in a-day, and I can tell you niggas hate from a mile away. Niggas be like Jimmy Day, like a AK. Bitch fly every day, fully don't play. But anyway, I don't really like a nigga fucker. And for him, I got a cake baking in the oven. And I can give a fuck by the 20 little brothers. Rappers get it too, I'm a real motherfucker. Fuck that.
I know.
Is willing to pull out the gate. But the police on him, he get out today. And we still out here, pill out, yeah, we out okay. Pill out of spray, red or blue pill. No matter how it go, you kill. My water got them things for the low food, chill. Pop one of these, let me know how you feel. Still shit on your line, put the dick on your wife. I just seen a bitch last night. They say them dreadful niggas ain't right. They say them dreadful niggas too high. And I ain't talking about crack. Man, I'm talking about Jack, talking about Max and Rack. I make you wonder what made me do that. Think an outsider wonder who that is. Just know.
Just know, I know. You hate me on the low. Can't let that stop me, no. No, I can't stop, I just go. Yeah, I know. You hate me on the low. Can't let that stop me, no. No, I can't stop, I just go.
He was one of the lead singers of the group. Definitely got an amazing voice. He about ready to do his solo thing. He should be here in a little while, you know what I mean? And also, later on the show today, we're supposed to have the Mixon Brothers. Y'all know them, you know, y'all know them from different stuff like, you know, the Clumps and Nutty Professor and different stuff like that. So we're supposed to have a real good show for y'all today. But other than that, you know how we do it on Beast Through Radio. We just keep it popping, keep it rocking, make sure it rocks like that. What a shout out to all my peoples, man. You know, it was a great, great, great weekend. Did a lot of networking, made a lot of friends, made a lot of new friends and stuff like that, man. So definitely want to shout out to everybody on the weekend. You know what I mean? K Nicole's in the building.
In the building.
Yeah, so as you know, the ladies is waiting for Brian Angel to come in the building. Now, I guess that's what's going down. We got a lot of ladies on the line waiting. They want to talk. And, well, ladies, we got to wait till the brother get here, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, we'll be a little busy in the studio, and we do what we do. But on that note, we're going to play another joint from my man, you know what I'm saying, for the kid's son. Big shout out to G-Unit Zoo. Keep, you know what I'm saying, the kid's son, he got this hot joint called Bad Girl. We in the building, Beast Through Radio. Stay tuned. This is a super, super, super show tonight. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
DJ Big Stu in the building, doing the mix up of the mixes and the mixes. is good, people? It is Monday night. This is Monday night, the beginning of the week. It's pretty good out here in New York. It ain't too cold, but it's cold, but it ain't too cold. But you know, it's January. It's February, excuse me. It's February, what do you expect? It's going to be cold.
I'm about to say you don't know the month.
February. You know, I'm still stuck in the January month. That's my birthday month. So I'm still partying from January to right now.
Yeah, we in the building. We, you know, we just chilling, you know. Got some special guests.
Coming.
Hope to stop through today. A couple of them. Hopefully everybody can make it. Not, you know how it be, but, you know, we get them here soon. We get them here today, we get them here tomorrow. You know how we do on Beast 2 Radio. We for the stars. That's the new slogan for Beast 2 Radio. We for the stars.
We for the stars.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we ain't claiming to be the best. We just letting you know that we for the stars. That's what we do over here. Get ready for the big Beast 2 Radio party in April. Going down. It's going down.
Listen, y'all could be some lucky people out there.
Well, to win a ticket, it's going to be at a secret location. It's only going to be tickets and invites only. You won't be able to buy a ticket at the door. I'm not even going to tell you who's going to be in the building yet. Well, I'm going to tell you who's going to be in the building once the flyer is done. There's going to be some well-known comedians, some known stars. There's going to be a performance by a well-known star. My man Mo Money, Tony Stans. They're going to be in the building. They definitely going to rock that sold-off joint. Definitely the 110th Street Team 110th going to be in the building.
Word.
We got a special surprise guest for the ladies, too. We're going to shut it down. It's one of those parties, man, where you come in, they got hors d'oeuvres, they got wine, you know, it's Beast 2 Radio, we're going to throw it big. Like I said, you ain't going to be able to buy a ticket for this joint here, baby. You're going to have to be able to, you can't pay at the door, you're going to have to buy a ticket. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. You won't be able to. Block Club DJs will be in the building. It's going down. You hear me when I tell you that? It's going down. Downtown Manhattan.
Real sexy.
That's how we doing it. But like I said, we waiting for the guests to come in. Brian's a little delayed. He gave me the heads up. But the Mixon Brothers should be here about 10:30. Yeah, the Mixon Brothers, they got a new movie coming out called White Tea. And I definitely want to talk to them about that. You know, I like them. Yeah, the White Tea. I like them. And, you know, they're three brothers. A lot of y'all think it's just two. It's three brothers. It's actually three brothers. And two of them are twins. And one is just a little brother. Yeah, that's crazy, you know. We didn't even know. We see them all in the movies and all that. And then find out two of them are twins. But they know one thing I respect about them, man. They three brothers that got money, man. You know what I mean? They doing a lot of things. So
Chubby Wubby.
They getting paid, so they should pop up in the building in a little bit. Maybe we might have a full house, man. Maybe later on we might have everybody in the building if my man B can get here on time. He's doing his thing, but he's in the studio. But if he can get here on time, maybe we can have a full house up in the building today. Yep. Tomorrow now, I mean, we got a full week anyway. Like, it's crazy for the next, like, 3 weeks on Beast 2 Radio. You guys will definitely want to make sure you tune in because we got all type of actors and actresses coming on the joint start next. You know, people that have been in sitcoms that you see every day. We got Anisha Johnson is going to be here. We got Shauna Lawrence is coming through. We got DJ Chaotic. We're supposed to have Method Man within a couple of weeks. It's going down, you know. Sometimes, you know, when we invite the guests, you know, being that, you know, they be doing their thing. Like I always tell them, man, you know, if you're going to come, you know. But when they come, we show them love, you know, and they show us love. And that's what it is, you know. You know, sometimes these guys are busy, man. A lot of these people is doing new albums. When you talk to them, you find out they got a lot of new stuff going on. Especially Brian from Day 27. You know, he's going solo right now, Day 26. That's why I say Day 27. Day 27. Yeah, because I'm waiting for the day, because I got a check on the 27th. So I'm waiting for day 27. Yeah, so, you know, he got a single coming out, you know what I'm saying? And even if you don't, you know, even if he can't make it today, well, he'll make it sometime this week. I'm still going to drop the single for him today, though. still going to drop the homie single for him. It's kind of hot. Y'all will definitely be out there listening, looking out for it. Beef Stew Radio. What it is. Big shout out to Real Saddam. Big shout out to Mo Money. Big shout out to my whole team on the East Side Story. We are over a half a million views on YouTube. That's what's up. We are a half a million views total with four videos over YouTube. And we will be dropping two more videos. We're dropping Mo Money's next week. You know what I'm saying? We're dropping a nice, smooth joint with another thing, a little bit kind of like the movie trailer. And then we also dropping my man Glory's joint. Glory has a video. And yeah, it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah, Glory is the future. He's real fire, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DSW. They turned out the mixtape. Yeah. The mixtape is going to be fire, hosted by me, DJ Big Stu. So you know what's going down. Glory got some fire, man. I ain't going to lie. You know what I might do too, man? I might do this too later on today, K. Nicole. I might give him a preview of Glory joint. I might. You know, I think about it. I don't know. The Capper, Mr. Movie Extraordinaire, Mr. Producer P-Meteor. Yeah, he's talking to a lot of people. We're doing big, big things. We got something big, big, big in the works, man. Can't tell y'all yet, but it's lovey-dovey. Give it like a month or two. Y'all going to be like, oh, you can listen to DJ Big Stu. I know you did. But you know what? On that note, I got to definitely play the next single off the B-side of Set It Off. This joint right here is pumping right now. It's the B-side. That's what we call it, the B-side. You know, they don't make albums no more, but... So we going old school. The whole East Side Story, whole movement is old school, man. Old Harlem style, man. That's what cats are screaming now. Old Harlem. A lot of these cats don't like this new Harlem. You know, see, old Harlem. I'm gonna tell you different about old Harlem. Old Harlem cats don't take mollies and shit like that. We get money. We'll sell mollies. That's real talk. Old Harlem dudes, we about money. We don't take heavy drugs. We move heavy drugs. And I don't mean to say that. I'm not glorifying it. I'm just saying that was the movement of the 80s and all that. But in the old Harlem cats, we wasn't fighting over colors or nothing like that. It was blocks of money. You know, that's what we talking about. It was heavy. All the young niggas had money. All the young niggas was fly. I don't mean to use the N-word. Excuse me. I just, you know, sometimes I'm DJ Big Stu. I am who I am. I be up in here getting drizzled. But... don't take it personal, but y'all know, or if you listen to the show, y'all know I keep it real. And like I said, so that's why if you be on Facebook and you see a lot of cats screaming, old Harlem, that's what it is, because a lot of the OGs, we don't like the new Harlem. We don't like where it's going. You know what I'm saying? We strictly blowouts, pele, you know what I mean? We ain't with these little tight jeans, the young boys is wearing, you know what I'm saying? Because we had a whole lot of money. They can't hold the money. Them little tight jeans. Can't hold the money that chats like Rich Porter, Alpo, you know what I'm saying? AZ and a whole troop of cats used to roll through with in Harlem and some of my homies, you know what I'm saying? They can't hold them pockets like them little tight jeans can hold them pockets like that. That's real talk. Anyway, but this joint right here. This joint right here is a little kickback to the old Harlem right here, man. To everybody from the East Side to the West Side, from 99th Street all the way up to the Polo Grounds, all the way up to Dyckman. You know how we do it. This one right here, if you was back in the days getting money from like 79 to like 92, 93, you know how it went down. Let's do it.
Yo, Mo, sometimes you gotta take them back and move them forward. Talk to them.
I done burnt down blocks, paid off cops. Broke bread with niggas, ate off the top. Money round the clock, shit don't stop. Everything glittery, wrists on rock. Sold it by the pounds, get it off the dot. Hoes all around, bitches by the fly. Niggas wanna do me like Big though. We can play, Mo that kid though. You see the neck, wrist, head glow. With them wits, I'm a nympho. I'm so souped up, lento. Your baby mom, she a nympho. She fought it back like Ty Boogie. That's when I let it go like the 9 million. Blocker, blocker. Bubble bath, rosé flow, the dough dropper.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
Yeah. No chaser, never the hoe chaser. Hard to keep her, easy to replace her. Pretty facer, slim waster. Take her downtown to eat, but don't chase her. The eraser, who you want gone? Bosses are dozers, kings of pawns. This is Harlem, sedan of the coupe. What? The shake of the chicken noodle soup. Nigga. Trends of the street, speak to the beat. What? The lubies of the doobies, yeah. The diamonds of the rubies. Ha. The the phones, the false, the truths. The kings, the 13s, the reds and the blues. Ha. We got it all in twos, where they cop a lot of drugs and drink a lot of booze. Nothing used, least borrower in it. It's too much grok to ever try to spin it. Come on.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
I go on and 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 getting that paper till the morning. On and 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 we getting that paper till the morning.
Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes. Chicks show out for my whole damn crew. Niggas try to front, but they know that they feel me. Money all day, money all night. All I see is hoes.
In the whip, staring at the hublo. See, we in the six, same color nuvo. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two though. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. Come live at the beach with Papi, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. We ice skate like we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, hollow, rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off ball. We at the ball. This is sauce, team full of killers. Don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me off and soft. Cause I'm in the bins of the 6 for the car.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. If something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, go and get them all. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them all. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or a D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. No my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She could spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Definitely, I didn't know that. Nah, it's not three of us. It's just me. It's just me and my bro, man.
Nah, it's just us two, man.
It just appeared. You know what I'm saying? A lot going around is when we around each other. You know what I'm saying?
So everybody know that, you know, y'all. Now y'all got a new movie coming out, man. Tell us about that new movie.
Man, we got this super funny movie coming out, man, called White Tee, man. Starring me, Droy Mixon, my bro Jamal Mixon, Faison Love, Deion Sanders is in it, YG. Oh, man, what more can I say, man? It's just a great comedy, man. You know, for people that know our body of work, man. You know, they know we got a large body of work. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny. You know, expect nothing but the funniness, man, from this movie, man, for real.
Yeah, you know, now, like, how old did y'all find out y'all were some funny dudes, man?
Man,
what age?
Growing up, I mean, in school, you're going to find out everything about yourself. So, man, just being in school, clowning, cracking jokes on everybody. That's how we found out. Everybody like, man, y'all some funny brothers, man. Y'all always cracking jokes, always clowning, and this and that. And we was like, man, you know, maybe we should try this one day.
So y'all should be snapping on chats in class and things like that.
Oh, yeah, you already know. At class, doing class. I kicked out of so many classrooms for talking about people.
Hey, but don't do that. Stay in school.
I'm not saying get kicked out, but, you know, it has happened to me before.
Okay. So out of all three of y'all, out of both of y'all, which one you said who got in most trouble back in the days?
Ooh, I think that would be me, Droy Mixon.
I would say my brother probably got
into the most trouble, man, back in the day, man.
But don't get me wrong, we both was, you know, troublemakers. Not like that or nothing. But not troublemaking in a bad way, just in a funny way.
So for people that don't know, like, where y'all originally came from?
Yeah, we from L.A., man. Straight up, man.
Wow.
Straight up and down, man.
We came from L.A., man. Born and raised Los Angeles. Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my L.A. folks out there.
Shout out to everybody everywhere, man, out there, man.
Now, we all know that you be acting and stuff, but do y'all got any other, like, endeavors that y'all be, you know, getting into?
Yeah, well, I'm a natural-born bodybuilder. I'm a race car driver.
Y'all be aspiring porn stars.
man, you know, we act, man. We write, man. We, you know, really produce and, you know, man, we put out an album back in the day, man, rap a little bit, you know.
Man, just, you know,
jack of all trades,
yeah, man. We just, like I said, jack of all trades. I mean, you know, with anything that's in the entertainment industry, we'll try it one time at least. Except
so we're going to hear a record from y'all?
What do you mean anything in the industry? You try
actually,
one time.
We got a song in a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's called $1,000 Jeans. We got a song in there. You know what I'm saying? That's the original cut by me and my bro. By the way, like I say, White Tee coming out. Make sure y'all check out the website www.whiteteemovie.com. Holla at your boy.
You know, you and your brother are some funny cats. How come you guys never really thought about the stand up part of the comedy?
Because, I mean, one thing about stand-up is, you know, on stand-up, you got to be on point 24/7. Black people do not forgive you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just be scared. I'm going to get booed if I go on stage. You know, that's the only thing that stopped me from doing it. It's like, you know, they say, you know, you really shouldn't worry about what people say. But, man, nowadays with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, I'm just too afraid. I'm too scared to get out there, man.
What was the experience working on Nutty Professor and working with, like, Eddie Murphy?
I mean, the experience working on Nutty Professor was great. I mean, you know, that's like working with one of the funniest dudes of all time right there. You know, I grew up watching Eddie Murphy, so just to be on the set, cracking jokes, him laughing at my jokes, you know, that just was an awesome experience, man. It's like, say if you're a basketball fan, it's like you got to play a game with Michael Jordan or, you know what I'm saying, you're up there playing with Magic Johnson or something like that, you know. So I had to set my game up. But me being young, I just went, you know, on there with the blinders on, like, man, let's do it. Let's just have fun with it, you know.
You said you grew up with Eddie Murphy. You looked up to him. Who are some of the other people you looked up to coming up?
Man, I looked up to McDonald's, man. I just looked up, man, to anybody that was on TV.
You know, like Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Jim Carrey. Man, the whole Keenan Ivory Wayne. That whole Living Color thing had a big influence.
Yep.
Man, dude, just everybody, man, really.
Yeah.
You guys was in a few movies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just was saying, you know, that's what we looked up to. We just looked up to anybody who was on TV, who was funny. That's what we wanted to.
Chris Farley.
I used to watch Beverly Hills Ninja so many times.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's cool. You guys work with you did a few movies, you work with a few people. Is there anybody you didn't like working with or you don't want to work with no more?
Damn, that's a good
question.
I don't know, man. You know, I don't work with
anybody. Keep it real. Somebody in there that got on your nerves.
Nah, man, come on, man.
He's trying to
get in trouble, man. Come on, man.
I mean, the person know they're a pain in the ass already, so you could just blow them up right now.
Hey, man, we're trying to keep it peaceful, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man?
I don't want you to say nothing like that, but, you know, you might have had a difficult time.
No.
You know.
I'm going to keep it 100. I ain't really gotten to no beef, no altercations with everybody, man, on the set like that because, man, everybody was just so cool with us, man. Only person I can say is DJ Qualls. About the only person I could say when I did the movie, the new guy with him, man, in Tennessee. He a cool dude. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the skinny guy from Hustle and Flow and
Road Trip
and everything. The little skinny white boy from that movie. He was cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it 100, man. That's what it is right there.
For sure, man. That's how we do it on Beef Stew Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? We for the hood. Definitely the hood appreciate y'all. So the hood standing by y'all. Whatever you say, we with you. You know what I mean? For sure.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys ever see yourselves being on your own, like, sitcom, like being on that, you know what I'm saying, trying to do something like that?
I see ourselves on more of, like, a variety show type thing, like, you know, maybe like a new, Saturday Night Live, like something like that, like a new Chappelle show kind of. Because, you know, we just got crazy ideas that pop up in our brain all day. You know, I can come up with 1,000 movie ideas for you. So a variety show would be the best way to branch out and do every idea on that one, you know what I'm saying, set thing. So that's what I want to do. If I had a choice of a TV show or a reality show or something like that, I'll say, man, give me a variety show. Let me just play. But one thing, though, like you say, you don't know with us, the characters ain't going to change too much, but we'll put on a wig or something.
No, I think that'll be cool for you guys. I think you guys are definitely doing skits good.
So, like, when you guys now, like, now we're at the level you guys are at now, and when you look back, like, if it was anything that you would have did that you would have changed, like, you would say, yo, if I could do something over again, we would have did it like this.
Man, you know what? Because, you know, man, you know, I've been acting since I was 13, bro. And I'm scared. I don't want to say my age. You know what I'm saying? I've been acting since I was 13, bro. I'm
talking about, like,
and,
you
so,
young man,
you
just say 31.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I got that baby face, man. I got that Benjamin Button shit, man, you know. you know what I'm saying? But, man, we just been fortunate enough, man, to just have so much longevity, man. That's why I say that just go back to being just the cool dudes that we are, man. When you cool, man, it's nobody, you know what I'm saying, it ain't going to be no problem, man. Anybody and everybody going to want to work with you, man. But you know what I'm saying, when you an a-hole, man, ain't nobody going to want to have time for that, man. They ain't going to want to deal with you, man. They don't even want to be around you, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's just one fortunate thing about us, man. We just real dude, cool, down-to-earth dudes, man.
No doubt. What like when y'all was young, y'all didn't really go like the Nickelodeon thing, like Keenan and Kel. Y'all like went the movie thing, and like what made y'all not go to the Nickelodeon thing?
Man, really, to be honest, it was just the way we started. The way we just started, bro.
Like my first gig was Nutty Professor. So you know, it was like Nickelodeon or Nutty Professor 2 or How to Be a Player, or you know what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Nickelodeon. We did a couple appearances on there. You know, it was fun, but we were more or less movie actors. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing about us on the screen, you're going to see us. Whether we talking or not, you're not going to miss us on this screen. But that's one of the best things about us. Like, no matter what we do, even if it's just a little part, people still remember that little itty bitty part or whatever, because you know we just got this. It's just joyful. I don't know if I'm like an Earth, I got a gravitational pull around me. I'm not for sure, but it's something like that.
How did you guys get into acting? Like your mother just said, you know what? I'm taking them. How did it come about?
Yeah, we got into acting by when we were younger. We were going to the Boys and Girls Club, and you know, a talent scout came up there looking for some new young talent, and everybody was telling her like, "You got to go see the Mixon Brothers." I'm telling you, you got to go see the Mixon Brothers. She's like, well, "Who is these Mixon Brothers?" And when she walk up on us, she over there bagging about somebody, talking about somebody, mama, talking about some Jerusalem sandals that he wear, talking about shoes. We just was on there just clowning. And she just stood back and just watched us just clown and clown and clown to where she was like, you know what? I want to work with you guys. And she gave the counselor her number. My mom came up to the school. They gave my mom the number, and, man, that was it. It was on. Just
wow.
Like that.
They shout out to the boys club. Definitely.
Word. That's a real deep story right there. Like, that's some real, you know, because all the hoods got boys' clubs,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's a real deep story, you know? So now what's in the future for the Mixon Brothers, man?
Oh, man, the future, man, just getting brighter, man. You know, like I say, we started our own production company. It's going to be called Full Play Entertainment. You'll hear about that real soon. You know, we started shooting our own movies and everything like that. So that's pretty much what's in the future, man. Just trying to do bigger and better things, man.
No doubt, man. Now, now I got some people on the Facebook hitting me up. How's the Mixon Brothers with the ladies? How's it going down?
Well, me right there. This is Jamal Mixon speaking. This is Jamal Mixon speaking.
I'm in a relationship right now. I got a girlfriend, you know, we've been dating for a little while. So, you know, my love life is booming. You know, like I say, I may be overweight, but I'm an overweight lover.
Yeah, no, please.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of females that like the big brothers. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Hey, well, Droid Mixon is very single.
Especially
with
a couple of dollars.
turn to for the laughs, and that's us.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what or how you, you know, how bad of a day you having or, you know, just have a situation going, I think that we always can brighten up the day. And that's just us, man. That's our personality.
So if you had to tell somebody that want to be in your situation, man, like, you know, that want to be where y'all at, what would you tell an up-and-coming, you know, young actor slash comedian? What advice could y'all give them?
Man, what advice I can give them is, man, keep doing you, you know. Don't let nobody want to come in and change your style up. If you got something working for you, just keep working on that. Get yourself out there the best way you can, whether it's YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you know, any type of social media you can get yourself on, do that, because that's a lot of ways people are getting discovered right now. And just don't change for nobody. You know, don't get into the Hollywood life and think you got to be like this or you got to be this mean person or you got to act stuck up, because it's not like that. You know, that's the only thing I can say. If you're going to get into this entertainment business, just do you. And that's what I think gets over a lot in the entertainment business is just realness, you know. People know when you're trying to put on a character, you know. So that's what I can say.
And so you guys categorize yourself as entertainers, not comedians?
I say entertainer because, you know, we entertain. You know, we make you laugh and, you know, we here to captivate your mind, you know, basically. So, yeah, I would say, you know, entertainer because, you know,
mine would be entertainer slash lover slash slash preacher.
Now, name some of the people you would like to work with that you haven't worked with yet.
Yeah.
Nah, we stay together.
Stay together.
Nah, that's what's up.
And we this hey, this is we're like inseparable brothers, man. You know, so if a girl don't like my brother, then you know it's a problem and things like that. Because you know we bros, man. That's how we hang. We grew up with each other. It was just us coming up. So you know, it's hard to separate, man. Not like that or nothing.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. That's real cool. Y'all tight brothers.
Now I got another hood question for y'all. Do y'all got some little mixes running around in the hood somewhere? Do y'all travels? A little mix of brothers and sisters somewhere stashed around?
Oh, no, I ain't got no kids, yo. Nah, man. I ain't got no kids, man. I'm too immature, man. I'm too into myself, man. I'm stingy, man, right now, bro. I can't even do it, man. I ain't even responsible enough, man, for no kids. I know I'm immature as hell, man.
At least you admit it, though.
Right now.
So for the single brother, for all the girls, because this girl's on Facebook right now, they want to know what type of girl you look for.
Man, Man, you know what, man? That's a good question, man. You know what? I'm just looking for a girl that's cool, man. You know what I'm saying? Down to earth. You know, of course, you know she gotta look good, have a nice body. She ain't gotta have the biggest booty, though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really tripping off that. You know, as long as she know how to cook some oxtails. I'm looking for one of them Caribbean women. You know what I'm saying? One of them. Old half breeds looking like Maya and Beyonce mixed in, you know what I'm saying?
I go make oxtails. All right.
I like dark skin girls. I guess it's a
look like your girl that you got. You can't explain no girl. Your answer should be, I like my girl. You shouldn't say, I like my girl. You gonna be listening. You gonna be listening.
If they ask you, what's my preference? I prefer a dark skin woman.
Always like that. It's like the light skinned dudes always like dark skinned girls, and I'm brown skinned. I like, and I don't like talking to girls no darker than me. It's no disrespectful to the ladies out there. That's don't get me wrong. Some ladies probably don't even like big dudes. It's just my preference. You ask me a question, I'm just letting you know my answer. Don't beat me up.
So when you bring, do your brother ever like judge the girls you bring, since you know he's like, yo, she ain't right, you know, yo, she just trying to get some money, or he'll say, yo, keep that one, since you're the single brother?
Yeah, you know, we do that, but people don't listen, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If you like her, you like, you know what I'm saying? If he like her, then I love her. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
Yeah, you know, whatever my bro happy at the end of the day, then, you know, that's all that matters, you know? Like, as long as you're happy and you straight and you know everything is good, then it's all good.
All right, this is the single brother. Is your brother's girlfriend clingy? What kind of girlfriend is she? You always around?
Repeat that question again.
What's up? I said this for the single brother. Since y'all guys live together, how is your brother's girlfriend? Is she one of them girls that's all around, always around?
You said what's the average day for a good meal?
Like, what's the average day at first? Two questions. What's the average day for the brothers? And then what's a good meal when y'all brothers are like, yo, we're going to lay it down today. What's the, how do y'all table spread up?
Oh, man, a good meal for me? A good meal for me is everything. I wake up, you know, I'll probably go to get me a little breakfast sandwich from Mickey D's or something like that. Lunchtime, I might go get me some M&M soul food, a couple little chicken wings, you know. Dinner time, there's no holds barred. I don't know, you might find me at the buffet. You might find me, you might find me chasing down a cab.
So what's the average day for you guys? You get up, what's on the agenda?
Average day, man, get up, wake up, play the game, eat up,
try to come up with
get out, man, get on the phone, write, and just, man, I don't know, man, I stay in L.A., man, so average day is like, I don't know, man, like all this day, like it was weird Hollywood shit, man, I don't know. It's a day, you know what I mean, everybody like a fat man got a normal day, like, oh gee, I wake up, it takes me 45 minutes to put my sock on, shit, I'm tired, I gotta burp, I lay back down, then after I get up, I lay down for 20 minutes, I get up and put my other sock on, then it's already 1 o'clock, and shit, by 1 o'clock it's lunchtime, by then, so after I put my other sock on, it's lunchtime, and I get up, and I fix myself a nice biscuit sandwich with bacon and
Now, could you guys date a girl that couldn't cook? I mean, like, take a girl couldn't cook. She couldn't cook at all. Could you still date if she just was a nice person?
Yeah, I could still date if she couldn't cook. It couldn't, because I know how to cook myself anyway, so it didn't even matter, baby. Don't even worry about that. Baby, don't worry about that bacon you burned. It's all right. Daddy's going to cook some more bacon right now.
I could date a girl who can't cook, but my girl also got to enjoy to eat. You know? Like, not like that or nothing. But, you know, hey, I want a girl that's not going to order a half a cracker and a piece of a salad. You know what I'm saying?
You say y'all cook?
No, my brother, he don't know how to cook.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a cook. You would think I know how to cook.
You know how to cook?
But I don't.
No,
so he cooks for the house.
I do. My bro cooks. He doesn't cook for the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you cook for both of y'all, when you cook all the time?
Yeah, I cook for you.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, get
make sure y'all send us the promo for that too, man. We'll burn that promo for y'all, man. Which I got a promo for radio, man. Make sure y'all send that to us, dog.
Yep.
All right, so, we in the building. We had the Mixer Brothers. Doing it up big, Beef 2 Radio. We're going to get into this Brian Angel, man, world premiere. He was supposed to be here earlier today with us, but he got caught up. But the Mixer Brothers came through and turned it out. But we're going to get into this Brian Angel from day 26 called Killer. And I want to thank the Mixer Brothers for being here again.
Say again?
No, I said that's my
Bruce, press the card.
Brian Angel. We threw down the world premiere, his new joint Killer.
Yeah.
We do try to get up in the building with us today, but we're going to get Brian next week. But the Mixon Brothers came and held it down. Shout out to the whole family, the whole team. Huh?
Funny dude.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Shout out to CeCe, too. Good looks on that, CeCe. Shout out to CeCe and the whole PR firm over there. Shout out to them. You know what I mean? Everything is going well, man. Beast Crew Radio, like I tell you, we for the stars, man. Y'all don't know that by now, man. There's something wrong. For real. For real. It ain't nothing. We got a whole month of boom. We might as well call us BET. That's how we going now. We Black Entertainment with a little bit of cursing. That's how we get down over here, Beast Crew Radio. For real. I'm going to get into my man Faraji joint. I like this joint, man. Sesame Love, man.
We're
going to come back. And I heard somebody play my remix tape the other day, snuck it behind my back. They thought I wouldn't know that they played it. People was hollering at me like, yo, I heard the remixes, son. They hot. I'm like, I hear my joint, man. You're like, yo, Kay Nicole, man. Kay Nicole plays your joint on the show Friday, and I was hearing a joint. Yo, that joint you did with Gladys Knight is flaming, and I was like, oh, Kay Nicole done fucked my files out.
Well, you left it there, so I played it for you. You didn't show up. It wasn't, out there shaking itself out of it. No, I'm not. But you know, Sue, I had to hold you down. The remix is just hot. I hope you ain't too upset.
You should be able to go pick it up Wednesday. If you like what you hear, you can go download it on Wednesday on .pip.com. I'm going to definitely play it. It's actually out today, but it will be available on .pip.com. But first, I'm going to get into the Sesame Love joint by my man, Faraji. And then I'm going to rock that hard. I'm going to rock my joint, DJ Big Stu, Famous Remixes. Like, once again, shout out to the Mixing Brothers. Shout out to Brian Angel. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Real Storm. We in the building, yo. Like I said, we doing real big things. Shout out to my East Side Story movie crew. We about ready to blow up. It's all fire right now. If you ain't with us, then you're against us, but we don't mind that because, everybody can't be with you. So that's what it is.
That's what it is.
So we going to get into this, baby. Some Sesame and Love.
Yeah. Once again, I don't know me, Faraji, a.k.a. Farai. The Natty with the woman, them treasure. I wait for them pleasure, yeah. This one is for all my sentimental lovers. Metaphorically, physically, sensually. Sentimental love, she sends me love.
I'm so in love with you. I'm so in need of you. Thinking about a day without you. John knows it makes me blue. I'm so in need of your touch. I'm so in need of your heart. I wanna let the whole world know you'll always be the star of my show. My lips on you and light up a quiet storm. Never you ever leave me alone. Leave me by myself. You put me on a meditational high so much that I can touch the sky. Whatever you need, I'll be right here. My aim is to flee. Blazing in my mind. I can't hide it. I can't hide it.
Block club DJ.
Don't know if I'm Keisha, Felicia, or Amber. There's something about each one of them, all of them special. Been all around the world, been so many girls with different qualities. Everyone seems to have something I want. Ooh, I need
down. Couple things later, I'm swearing shit up. Think come true, tell me what this wrong man should do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. I'm so good. I love you, but I love her and her too. They all could be the one. So how can I be nothing I can do, give me this. If only she could dress like you, and you could walk the way she does. Ooh, 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 ooh. I need that. Couple things later, I'm swearing she's up. Think come true, tell me what this promise to do. I gotta have her, but I want you to. So good, I love you, but I love her and her too. They all could be the one. So I'm
I gotta have her, but I want her too. So now I need help with my obsessions. I'm working on my addictions, like stopping for all the pretty girls in the cars I'll be whipping. In my position, I'm balling like the Pistons. I'm on fire, I stop dropping, I'm rolling, I watch them get it. They see the moon is like a vampire, bit them. I scoop them, hit them, and dip them, turn them into honey dip. The money get it. It's what the ladies be calling us, acting like they ignoring us. Really, they be on all of us. And all of us, we can take a flight. You and her, and we can make it right.
I love her, I love you, but I love her.
We'll be right back.
yourself kept so taught. Be your own man, don't be bothered on the board. Started with a power, and I'ma end it with a bang, bang. We got our own thing.
Sexy ladies all sipping quits. We get down, bro, Tuesday help. No escape.
do not to lose yourself. It's my world.
East to the west coast, all my niggas. Not an east to the west, piece to the west, sick of this shit.
get on the floor. Till you get on the floor. She wanna drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. Drop it, give me something. Girl, drop it, give me something. 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 Popping it by the belly, she know that I'm high tizzin'. I drop it and give me fits. See me with hurricanes, so she drop it and do a thing. But she know when I get inside, I'm up a wild thing. She see me with collie paws, she see me with 3 feet. She know when it come to mind, she know it ain't 3 feet. She busting it wide open and shaking it on the floor. She said if I get a sister, we gon' even hit the mo. I told her, girl, here you go. I tease her on the low, now she freaking me on the floor. She begging me for some more. I hit it and hit the dough. I hit her just like the pool. Ice age, 5150.
She had the toughest wine. I can't.
I'm a winner, I'm deep enough. Good evening. Welcome to love. Can I take your order? And you can have it your way.
Block Club. DJ.
If you're looking for a man, if you're looking for a friend, if you're looking for someone to talk to, say your time, I'll fill your order. I can never charge you for me, caution, cause the plate is hot, and I'm the catch of the day. You deserve your meal and your drink. You can find it all in me, I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place you on.
I'm
looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride. Well, I'm eating for a
walk, 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 DJ.
Take me to my limit. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't want to get off.
Yeah.
And all your pussies don't leave enough room.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
Out of my, out of my head.
Want you out of
yeah.
my head.
Out of my, out of my head.
Get out.
I'm feeding like, 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 I'
It's the Block Club DJ, CJ, CJ, CJ. DJ Big Stu. DJ Big Stu.
Beat Stu.